Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Yes. I knew you'd do it.
Yes.
I knew you'd do it. I was so hopeful that you would do it.
Yeah, people have asked me about it. Like, is this your home, Randy?
Good.
Yes.
Good. I knew you would. I was 100% sure you would. But I couldn't wait till 1 o'clock to see and hear that you actually did. And you did. It's a happy hour Friday from home. Happy hour Friday from home in a really, really long time.
Yeah,
people don't remember. Happy hour Fridays at home, and we were at home for a really long time. Randy would crack a beer at 1 o'clock every single Friday.
Oh man, I mean, that's the only one y'all heard crack.
I'm sure there were others.
Yeah, man. But it is a Friday, and because I was looking out the window, and you know, my neighbor's grandkids are here, and then they saw them. They were going to sled, and there's a hill in our neighborhood all the way in the back.
Okay.
The kids go sledding that, so Samson's getting himself dressed to go back there and go sledding. So have fun with that. Y'all be like, that is cool on that.
They made a snowman in the front yard.
How's it look?
It looks great.
Okay.
But it's getting a little warmer, and so it's also raining a little bit. Mm-hmm. So they had a carrot for the nose.
Uh-huh.
And this is just proof that God is hilarious. it fell and landed on the lower half.
Oh, my damn.
And landed perfect. It landed perfectly. So the snowman in our front yard is, he's got some blue chew.
Yeah.
He sent me a picture of it. It looked like they did it on purpose. He was like, I swear to God, it fell out of the nose and it landed right there. And I was like, keep it.
Way to traumatize the kids.
They're my kids. I think the kind of humor they're going to get a lot of.
Way to traumatize the kids, man. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness, man.
Hey, man, we didn't do it.
No,
the universe did.
The universe
just
did.
Gravity.
Hey, you know what it was? It was. I want to say that because I don't strike me down loud. It was the will of you know what.
That's just the Lord having a sense of humor, right?
Yeah, that's all it was. So he'll strike your ass down. So you got to drive in this snow.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, you're the safest driver that I know.
I'm a very safe driver.
You're the safest driver I know. You always have your seatbelt on, which you always should have. I remember back in the day with fools with like, because when they start putting in that dinging noise that you had to buckle your seatbelt,
right.
They would buckle the seatbelt, but then sit on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had friends that would do that.
I was like,
what are you doing?
Just put the damn seatbelt on.
Just put it on.
Yeah, just put the damn seatbelt on.
Is that bad? Like, it's that uncomfortable?
Yes.
Or you think you don't look cool? Or what is it?
Yeah.
Like I had a friend that had like a little seatbelt clicker thing that was detached from the actual seatbelt just so he could leave it plugged in.
Yeah.
Like, he could just leave it plugged into the thing so it wouldn't ding while he was driving.
Yeah, just put the damn seatbelt on.
Yeah, like, because if you get in an accident and you don't have your seatbelt on, you're much more likely to get hurt.
But that's always the thing, though. Like, I was never a cool driver. Meaning, like, I have a partner.
Gotcha.
Like,
interesting.
How do you lean your seat all the way back?
Like, you never that. Worry? Like, you never, when you first started driving, you never tried to, like, you drive with, like, one finger or, like, just the palm?
I do all that, but I'm talking about, like, the whole lean thing.
Oh, I know.
The whole, I was like, dude.
People will lay down.
Damn, they're laying down.
They're laying down. You can't even barely see over the dashboard.
I'm like, okay, is that the right then?
What's the coolest thing you do when driving? Like, what? Because everybody's got a little flair, right?
Yeah.
You got like a little thing you show. Like, what's the coolest thing you do when you drive?
Oh, I'm a one finger guy.
Yeah, one finger. Okay.
Yeah, one finger guy, dog. You know, because I mean, we grew up now. It's hard. We grew up with the loose steering wheel of the Lincolns and the Cadillacs.
Yeah, right.
And that's how we learned how to drive. So you used to hit that thing and you used to whip it back. Oh. Because ain't nothing cooler than the dude that used to drive the Cadillac when we were kids. He's the coolest cat. He's always had that cigarette hanging out the side of his lip. He always had a front brim Kango. Always had a front brim Kango. And, like, by the time, you know, you got a little older, that same Cadillac, the top part, the roof was leaning in.
Yeah, the roof is falling
in. Yeah, the roof is falling in. But he was the coolest cat. Had him a beer sitting in his lap in a bag. In the brown bag. And just
how,
like,
many laws can I break at once?
You know basically. What I mean? Yeah, just chilling. Dressed up for no reason. Yeah.
Everybody had a family member that at one point had, whether it was a Lincoln or a Cadillac or whatever it was, and the ceiling was falling down.
Yeah, that box Chevy.
Now, why was that? Like, why did that happen? Why, like, the roofs don't do that anymore.
I guess
they improved roof technology in cars. But when's the last time you saw somebody's roof drooping down? Like, my dad had one, and he stapled it up there. You just hit some staples so it wouldn't fall down anymore.
Yeah, but we've all had them parts. My favorite car of all time was Big George had the Spankin' Lincoln. Big George in college. It was a big old, I'm talking about, and the Lincoln was had to be 20 feet long.
Yeah.
We called it the Spankin' Lincoln.
It weighed 10,000 pounds.
Yeah, dog. Yeah, and it's his, the Spankin' Lincoln, at least they have some of that little stuff coming down in it, man.
Sure.
But yeah, man, I've all,
it's like asbestos.
Yeah, but
car asbestos.
But the same thing as I wanted that damn Chevy Impala, and I'm trying to figure out, and probably because he was rich as hell, how Devin Booker got a '96 Impala with no miles on it. Like, where the hell you find this? You find that over in damn Afghanistan somewhere up in a mountain.
Yeah,
'96 Impala would.
You had to get that from a collector, probably.
Like, really, with no miles on it?
I follow these Instagram accounts for like old trucks and stuff like that,
right.
Old Broncos. Called barn finds.
Mm-hmm.
People find these old like 60s and 70s like old school SUVs
mm-hmm.
in like Mama and Papa's barn
yeah.
that hasn't been driven in decades,
yep.
and then they'll refurbish them and they'll have like 10,000 miles on them.
Yeah,
like basically brand new. Obviously, you got to do a lot of work to get it up and running.
Right.
But like perfect mint condition cars that had just been stuffed in the back of a barn in Western North Carolina. That's what I was like. Asking my wife, it's like, you guys got any barns?
I bet there's one up there.
Because her dad, her papa, her grandfather, who was lived next door, used to drive like a mid-70s Bronco back in the day, like almost exactly what I wanted. And I was like, well, where is it? Like, what are we doing? Like, Mama's still hanging on to it, but
right.
She doesn't have it anymore.
Oh, yeah, but that was the thing, because when I was, you know, when I was in high school, so everybody wanted the box Chevy. And, you know, it was, you know, a Miss Dolores or somebody had that box Chevy. The only time she drove it was go to the grocery store and go to the senior center.
Exactly.
And
those
so,
are the perfect cars to buy.
Yeah, grocery store and the senior center. And so they would get them. And but yeah, that's it. The grocery store and the senior center. And church. Yeah, that's where they would go.
So
and,
my wife's grandma, her mama, who, again, lives right next door to her folks, has a Jeep. I don't know what it is, whatever. It's like a pretty new Jeep. In 2024, guess how many miles she put on the Jeep. In the entire year?
18 miles.
172 miles.
172 miles
in the year. In the whole year. The whole year. Because she goes to church, which is at the end of the road, literally. The end of the road. And she goes to Walmart, which is over the hill.
How old is Meemaw?
It's 84.
Dude.
Mama's hanging out.
I see she hanging out right there in the new Jeep. Because I'm going to tell you the funniest thing. Like, I had to go, you know, obviously I had to stock up on food and stuff like that. I had to stock up on the bush. And so I went to the Kroger, right? And so as soon as I pull up to the Kroger, they're letting the senior center, not the senior, home people off the bus.
Hey. You must have gone to the same Kroger that Ashley went to because she was with them yesterday, too.
Yeah. Let's hurry up and go. Come on, Randy. Come on, dog. Come on, let's hurry up and get ours, boy. Because, again, I was taught from a young jit, always respect your elders. But, I clip your old ass, all right? Don't be cutting in front of me, all right? Don't be cutting in front of me. You know you saw me standing here, dude, and your old ass going to try to come in front. Dude, but I let it go.
She said my wife was at Publix and they did the same thing. Yesterday must have been the day that they took all the old folks to. Maybe they had to stock up for the storm. I don't know. She said she literally was in line for 20 minutes while the lady. Like,
you better get in line.
Yeah.
They got coupons and a rude. Oh, were you standing there? Dude, you. Excuse me, young man. Hey, Mr. Hank, you saw me standing right here. Oh, I only got a few things. Go ahead, man. Zach Rev, go ahead, man.
I love it. All right. Final hour of the show, brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We'll get back into. I know we're going to talk about last night's game in just a minute. We'll get back into Ohio State and Texas preview in about 10 minutes from now as well. We'll get to the AMA at 1:40 to wrap things up. Any question? Any topic? Let's do better than yesterday. Let's just a quick like for everybody who's going to call in. Let's do better than we did yesterday. You know what I mean? Yesterday's AMA was a little bit of like if that happens again, we might stop doing the AMA.
That's the greatest thing about the AMA.
Let's just do it better than yesterday.
And the text line is that numbers and names show up. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah, like again, it's not
Think you're slick.
You're not as anonymous as you think you are.
You don't especially when you mess with a fool that don't make threats, he makes promises.
Let's be professional. Let's be adults. All right. Let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. There you have it. Notre Dame with the game-winning field goal with about 10 seconds left last night. Penn State did get to run one play. You know, you do the little hook and ladder and kind of throw it back. And Aller overthrew the guy there, too.
I know, threw it out of bounds. Threw it out of bounds.
Yeah. But that wasn't the worst throw. The worst throw was the one that you just heard. I get it. They're trying to be aggressive. They're trying to move the ball down the field, get in field goal range, and win the game in regulation. Aller can't make that throw. He makes the throw. It gets intercepted. I'm sure he's... He's not going to sleep. Didn't sleep last night. He's not going to sleep for a while.
No.
That's a huge mistake.
Yeah, it's brutal, man. It's brutal, man, because you think about, the fourth quarter was great.
It was great.
You know, and then you got all the points going back, and then, you know, you get the ball back because their quarterback, right, a little makes a mistake. And then, you know, you're trying to be aggressive. First play of the drive, you get 13 yards in a run play. And then you put it in his hands, and there's pressure. And then you're coming back to your four route. You come back to the four route on the backside like that, Andy, when you're firm in the pocket, you can step into the throw. He couldn't. And he's miss me, and I feel bad for the kid, don't get me wrong, but miss me with I was trying to throw it away. No, the hell you weren't.
Nah.
You were trying to throw it to the damn receiver.
You were trying to make a play.
You made a bad play, man. And, I mean, now you're going to have the whole situation of, you know, James Franklin record versus ranked teams and everything like that. I give Marcus Freeman and happy so much. First African-American coach to coach for a national championship. Mm-hmm. I'm happy for that. And I just think that, you know, this team, I'm not going to say they're a team of destiny because they didn't win it yet.
Right.
You know, but they win it. They're a team of destiny. And, obviously, we got all next week to talk about that because, obviously, in the next segment, we're going to talk about who their opponent is going to be. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, just that you're starting quarterback, your leader goes down, the backup comes in, play calling, you let him go out there and toss it around, and then you know you just finally ran the ball so hard in that half. I mean, that Love run was epitome of what that team is. It won't be denied and everything like that. So yeah, just a great win for Notre Dame and a what if for Penn State, because I don't care if nobody says they had the easiest route.
Oh, yeah.
They had the easiest route to get there, but then they got to a point where they played a team, and as we like to talk about, with equal to or better than.
Yep.
And they just can't win.
Yep. James Franklin doesn't win games when he's equal to or slightly worse than the opponent. Yep. If it's equal, then he's probably going to lose. And it's true of a lot of coaches. Like, it's hard to win those games. But Marcus Freeman, he did it against Georgia, and he did it against Penn State. And now if he does it one more time, and I don't know who they're playing in the national championship, they might not be equal to, because Texas and Ohio State are both loaded. I think they're probably two of the three most loaded rosters in college football, not to take anything away from Notre Dame. But you're going to have to really do something to win that game.
Yep.
Let's come back and talk about who they might be playing against, because Ohio State and Texas play tonight. I imagine it's going to be – I don't know if it's going to be a three-point game like last night was, but I think it's going to be a pretty damn good game. We'll talk it out next right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday. It is indeed Friday. It's a snow day as well. Be safe out there. Thanks for taking us with you wherever it is that you are, whether you're home. And if you're driving, I don't know. Sounds like it's getting a little better. It looks like it's getting a little bit better. Dylan just left. Because you know how Dylan stays all day.
Yeah, just be careful.
But Conti's not here, so Dylan didn't have to stay all day.
yeah, man, just be careful. That's all we're saying. Be careful out there. I think the biggest thing, because you look at the different pictures, so it's like, I don't know which direction 285 was shut down early, but it was.
Oh, it was? Okay.
Yeah, and so y'all just be careful out there, man. Get all to right. your destination. Mark, I know you're headed home after the show, so make sure you're safe. Bo and Abe, I'm assuming y'all are staying down there. So y'all have fun.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a little like 92.9 The Game. People staying at the hotel over there, midtown party. So I think these guys. Abe's got two bottles of bourbon. So
hell yeah!
I think everything's. That's all anybody needs to know.
And he got his good clothes. Abe got 2 gallons of two things of bourbon and his good clothes on.
Yep, two bottles of bourbon midtown. And a polo shirt.
Watch out, midtown.
Hey, ladies. And his mittens.
Long sleeve polo. So that's almost like church clothes.
He's got a long sleeve polo and some jeans.
Is it tucked in?
It's got to be tucked in. You got to tuck it,
please,
right, Abe?
Please tell me it's not tucked
tuck
in.
Tuck it. Do the tuck.
No,
it's not tucked in.
Okay, thank you. Okay, all right, thank you, Abe.
It probably won't be worn because I'll be in the hotel room, but just in case.
What the hell you mean?
Hit the streets.
Hit the streets, Abe.
Hit the streets, Abe. We're telling you,
surplus,
snow days.
Surplus pricing on wings nowadays.
Did you ever do the front tuck? Just the front?
No, I was never that corny.
Yeah, I never did.
Let me take it back. Because this was the thing. Because you remember, and I went through that phase of being young and had money, and all mine were always real. But you had the Gucci belt with the G sign, with the Gucci.
You want people to see it.
Yeah. So I did the Hermes. Yeah, so yeah.
Did you ever do the two-way pager tuck?
The what?
The two-way when you had the pager on the hip.
Obviously, yes.
And you tucked it. Yeah.
Yeah.
People have to see it.
I had the two-way and the phone. Yeah, I had the two-way and the phone. But it was always the coolest brothers wore the two-way like in the front.
Mm.
So you can flip it like there.
Oh, yeah. Right. You just flip it right
there.
Yeah,
out. Just flip it right there. Yeah. But yeah, I love that two-way page. My ringtone was that, it's coolie high. Yeah, I baited myself so bad.
That's fine. That's fine. Hey, we got the totals in, by the way. It looks like Austell won. They got the most snow.
Oh, really?
4 inches.
Wow.
4 inches in Austell.
Wow.
I so wanted to make an Abe hitting the town in Midtown joke from that, but we didn't. We're not doing it.
Yeah, man.
You can get 4 inches in Midtown today, too, if you want.
Yeah, but I mean, y'all just, again, that's just be careful, because it turned to slush it in black ice. That Folk Valley and the bush came out of me then. That black ice. But, yeah, be careful. Just be careful, man, because is it supposed to snow tomorrow, or is it going to be what?
My little weather app that I use says no.
Okay.
It says supposed to just be, but the problem is, what's going to happen is because it snowed all morning like it did, and then it's kind of been raining, so it's kind of slushy. But then around like 7 at night, it's going to get back below freezing, and all that stuff's going to freeze.
Right.
And then that's when it's going to be the most dangerous, is tonight, and then into tomorrow. And it's supposed to get really, really cold tomorrow night, too. So all this stuff's not probably going to melt off until Sunday. It's supposed to get pretty warm on Sunday and Monday, too. But
yeah, I'll just be safe.
Yeah.
And we are inside, right, Abe?
We have... Indications point to us being inside on Monday.
I'm still bringing my stuff.
Me too. I'm bringing all my stuff.
I'm bringing all my stuff.
Yeah, because we're going to be at the Atlanta United facility on Monday, broadcasting from there, and it's a beautiful facility. But we normally broadcast from the deck. We're outside. It's going to be like 41 degrees on Monday. So hopefully we're inside. We'll find out.
Yeah.
Here's another reason to stay inside, beside the fact that it's really dangerous outside. There's a lot of good football games on. There was a good football game last night. There's another one tonight. And then there's 6 NFL games between Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Tonight, you got Ohio State and Texas at the Cotton Bowl, AT&T Stadium, Jerry World at 7:30. What are you looking for in this one?
Can Quinn Ewers win a big game?
Mm.
I think that – yeah, I know, obviously, his teammates got to help him and everything. But can he play good in a big game, Andy?
Yeah.
And the two big games that they had this year, he didn't. Yeah. You know, I'm talking about the two losses, I'm sorry. The two losses that they had, he didn't. And so can he play big tonight? I think that's the biggest thing for me is Quinn Ewers. I think Quinn Ewers will decide where this game goes. I know, you know, we talk about trenches and everything like that. But, I mean, when we talk about talent, we talked about it yesterday. If we go 100 and that's Ohio State, just a talent roster-wise, I would put Texas talent roster-wise probably at 97, 98.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, they're – I mean, who else? I mean, Georgia probably, Alabama or whatever. There's like five teams or so that just have
– Yes.
All. I think there's – I read that there's 26 guys just between the starters in this game, the two teams, that are going to get drafted.
Yes.
Like, that are projected to get drafted. 26 guys playing this game tonight that are going to get drafted? That's crazy. I mean, that's just an absolute onslaught of talent.
It's so many studs. And you look at it from Ohio State's perspective, you know, we left them dead. Lost against Michigan.
That's
but they turned it on and everything like that. And people want to talk about the $20 million. Their biggest investment were the players that were already there.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't
leave. Keeping them. Yep.
Yeah, that was the biggest investment. Obviously, you go out and get Junkins and Will Howard and guys like that. But their biggest investments were in the guys that were on their team, so they wouldn't leave.
I don't understand that as a criticism. I saw that Kirk Herbstreit and some of the guys on game day last night got into it a little bit over that. It's like,
what happened?
So what? It's NIL. Like
what happened? What happened?
Desmond and Kirk kind of were going back and forth about the $20 million dollar thing.
Who cares?
So what?
So what?
So what? They have it. Ryan Day asked for it. He got it. And then they used it. And they're one win away from being in the national championship game because of it. That's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Like, they're playing within the constructs of the system that we're in right now. And it's working for them. Yeah. They're playing great football. You'd have to think, because I'm back to the Quinn Ewers thing, you'd have to think that Ohio State's plan is to try everything they can do to take away Texas's run game, because that's what Georgia did and beat them twice, and that's what Arizona State did and almost beat them. Yep. Like, that's got to be Ohio State's plan, right? Like, you try to take those guys away and then make Ewers beat you with his arm.
I would think so. But and the thing with it is, like, can he do it? Because Ohio State's D-line is going to pressure him. And we know when he – like a lot of quarterbacks, when you're pressured, you make mistakes. Now, what's going in Texas' favor is that Texas has, the best, in my opinion, the best secondary in America.
Yeah, for sure.
If then you're going against a dog in Jeremiah Smith, and then you're going to get Book and all those boys. They got dudes over there. But Texas is secondary because Texas' defense is not the reason they lost both games to Georgia, in my opinion.
No.
Now, the thing with it last week, Scatabu just got loose, and they couldn't find him. That was a great job by Arizona State and all those different things. But I think because of the secondary at Texas is so good, Texas has got to make this a four-quarter game. Because that's what the biggest thing Ohio State has done in their both in their two playoff games. They jumped out early.
Yep.
They jumped out early and made you play from behind and get away from what you want to do. Now, Tennessee's runner, Sampson was hurt. You know, in the game, but they took him away early because they had to throw the football, and Nico just was not ready to do that.
Yep.
Obviously, I guess Dan Lanning went into halftime and was like, hey, guys, y'all know the game started already, right?
You guys ready? You're down 34-7, man, or 8. I guess they got the two-point conversion.
Yeah, you guys ready? Or whatever.
What they were able to do so effectively against them, because obviously the offense gets celebrated, and it should, because, I mean, they threw it to 4, and 4 went nuts. But they got after Gabriel. Like, they absolutely tormented Dylan Gabriel.
They didn't look small.
No, man, they did. They made him look small and indecisive. Yeah. And I think that you've seen teams do that to Quinn Ewers as well. I always go back to that Washington game last year. Braylon Trice got drafted off of that game that he had against Texas last year and Quinn Ewers and what he was doing. Like, if they're able to do – obviously getting a lead makes it so they have to throw and try to play catch-up. But that wasn't why they were able to do that to Dylan Gabriel. They did that to him from the first play.
Right.
Like, Ohio State, they had 8 sacks, I think, and they had negative rushing yards Oregon had against them. Like, that front 7 for Ohio State is among the most talented, maybe the most talented in college football.
Right.
They're actually playing like it now. Like, they must have, you know, whatever happened against Michigan and the challenging of the manhood after that and all that. Like, those guys are all NFL players, and many of them are first-round draft picks, and they're all playing like it right now. I mean, that, you know, it. You said it. I mean, Quinn Ewers has to be up for the challenge, and if he is, and he doesn't turn the ball over, because, again, he had that terrible turnover in the fourth quarter against Arizona State, too, which gave him life.
If he doesn't turn over, they're in the game.
If he doesn't turn the ball over, they have a great chance.
But
absolutely.
I think the biggest thing, but can he do it if Ohio State stops the run game?
I don't think so.
Yeah, and that's why I put him as an X factor, because I think that Ohio State's probably going to be able to stop the run game. Slow it down.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to run. And again, anything could happen tonight down there. And I mean, the place is going to be pro-Texas, because obviously it's in Texas. Hopefully, if y'all listen to us, which most of y'all are in Texas, y'all be careful, too, because I saw the pitches out there. It's snowing like out there, too.
Mm-hmm.
But can he win the game if they limit the run game? Because they're not going to – I doubt they run – through Ohio State like they ran through Clemson. I highly doubt that.
No.
But can Quinn Ewers and those receivers and that all-world tight end they got, can they make plays? But more importantly, can that offensive line, who came in heralded as hell, and obviously their top 5 pick, he's been out in and out of the lineup
their
and everything like
too.
That. Yeah, I thought he's gone.
He got hurt?
Yeah, I think he hurt or something.
Yeah, he's out.
Yeah, he's out. And so you take those big pieces out. Can they protect Quinn Ewers? Can they give him the time to make the plays? Like, because, I mean, you know, like Caleb Downs is all world.
Yeah.
And he is all world. But you can get out to this secondary.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, again, he's all world. But, I mean, and they're bringing him up to keep him into action a lot more. But if they can protect him, can Texas receivers make plays? And I think, but if Texas can't have some semblance of a run game, It's going to be a long night.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long night.
I'm also real interested to see that Texas defense that is very good.
Really good.
In the secondary you talk about, if they can shut down Ohio State, because they've just looked like a completely different group in the last two games. Like, right. There isn't anything Oregon or Tennessee could do to slow that offense down. If Texas can, obviously that goes a long way, and hopefully it's a good game in the fourth quarter. I think Ohio State does win tonight. What are we doing? I think, like, 31 to, like, 23, 31, okay. 24, like a touchdown game, something like that. But I do think it's a good game in the fourth quarter.
I think it's a good game. Let me get Ohio State 28-17.
Okay.
27.
I like it. All right, we'll come back and wrap things up here on a Happy Hour Friday. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Call us up and ask us anything within reason. You know who I'm talking to. Keep it professional. We'll do the AMA next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart. RightFromTheHeart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Thanks again, everybody, for being with us today.
Yeah, man.
I know that it's weird out there. I don't know. Maybe you went to work. Maybe you didn't. But we do appreciate you letting us be with you on a snowy Friday. Final hour of the show brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. There's a couple phone lines available as well if you want to jump on and ask a question. 404-726-0929. We'll start with Zach in Gwinnett. Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Zach.
So, first off, Abe, hit the streets, Abe.
Hit them.
Everybody think, just hit the streets, Abe. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
It can't be the best night of your life if it's not the best night of your life, you know?
I know. Yeah, absolutely. And then so, two, happy snow day to everybody. Can y'all power rank building a snowman, having a snowball fight, and sledding?
Oh, all right. Oh, thanks, man. Zach.
Having a snowball fight is freaking awesome.
It's number one.
It has to be number one. And sledding is number two.
Okay.
And I hate building snowmen, but obviously I will be out there in a few minutes.
building the snowman.
Building a snowman.
Yeah.
And then can you also power rank shoveling that snow?
Ooh, yeah. See, I'm lucky to have never lived in a place where I had to do that.
All right. I did it once, and I never would do it again.
Yeah.
And I had bread, you know what I mean, but didn't know no better because the first winter in St. Louis.
Right.
And I remember I shoveled the snow. I cleaned out the driveway, the walkway, everything. And Mom and them, and I know she probably listening, didn't even bring their ass to the game.
They cleared the whole path for them?
Cleared all that for them to come to.
And then they just stayed at home?
And I left my truck. I had the original Suburban, left it out there for them to drive to the game and everything. And they didn't even come to the game. But came and picked me up, though.
Wait, you did that on game day?
No, I did it that Saturday night.
Oh, Saturday night. Okay.
I did the Saturday night.
Man, you must have been worn out.
Yeah, I did that Saturday night. And then, you know, then my man Jack come pick me up, Andy, right? He come pick me up from the driver's to the hotel.
Steven Jackson, right?
Yeah, picks me up because we stayed. Picks me up in a damn Mercedes-Benz.
Like a G-Wagon?
No.
Oh.
In the S5.
Okay.
And we're trying to get to the damn hotel, which is downtown St. Louis. It took us 30 minutes to get out the neighborhood. Because he could drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It sounds like my future in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, no.
Hey, how'd the game go?
Aaron Rodgers cut our ass up.
Oh,
yeah. Aaron Rodgers tore our ass up.
But snowball fights are awesome, but you have to be with, you got to be with the right people. Like, if you're with all your buddies.
Yes.
Or cousins or brothers or whatever, like, it's just so much fun. And you can get, you got a little brother and a snowball fight. You can really get some anger out. Whitewash your little brother.
What did you do to Cole?
Not Cole. Cole's too much younger.
Okay.
Too much younger. But Ryan?
Yeah, what'd you do?
Oh, yeah. Ryan would get a full snow down the back of the jacket, Because, you can powerbomb your brother into snow and it doesn't hurt, you know? So you give him a rock bottom into a snowbank.
That's not funny.
The problem is in Seattle, it's like here. Like, it doesn't snow much. You get 4 inches. So you body slam somebody into 4 inches of snow, the ground's coming pretty quick.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, don't hurt nobody.
I can't wait to go home and throw a snowball at Jack.
Look at you.
Softly. I'm going to throw it at him softly.
Yeah, okay. All right. So
you got to toughen that boy up.
So they're cooling off. Loosely they're warming up until daddy gets home.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much. Adam is in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
What's up, y'all?
Hi, Adam.
Actually, shoveling the driveway off right now.
Oh, okay.
But I was going to ask y'all about the worst snow that you ever woke up to. Like, you went to bed, everything was good, mm-hmm. then you come out the next day, and, like, for me, I was in South Dakota one time working out of town, and I come on the Holiday Inn Express, and we had a rental Dodge truck, and the back of the bed was full.
Wow.
And at some point, they had plowed the parking lot, but they trapped all the cars in there with, like, 4 feet of a snowbank from the plow. Wow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we had to dig this thing out with the little junky trash cans out the hotel room. It sucked.
Yeah, that sounds terrible. They will do that, too. Like, when they plow the roads, that can make a huge barrier.
Right. Oh, yeah.
wall. So I lived in Boston for a couple years. So, you know, you'd get real snow. We had a blizzard one time, and it was crazy. Like, it snowed legitimately 3 feet in 24 hours, which was pretty wild. I think I was in kindergarten when we had the worst snowstorm in Seattle. Right. And it happened in the middle of the day. So, like, we went to school. Mm-hmm. And then, like, we went out for the first recess, and it was snowing a little bit. And then we went out for the second recess, and there was a few inches on the ground. And then by the time school was over, there was, like, a foot of snow on the ground, and everybody got trapped. Like, we got trapped at school, and, like, parents had to try to come get you, and a lot of people couldn't do it. So that was probably the worst one I was ever in.
Oh, man. Obviously, the one in St. Louis I talk about. But, I mean, as a player, we had to go to Buffalo one time, Bunk, and, like, we couldn't get – our buses couldn't get out of the stadium because everything was – it was so – the snow was so high that, like, it was unbelievable how long it took us to – we sat on the bus for probably about 3 hours before we left to go to the airport, and then probably waited another 3 hours before we took off from the airport. So, I mean, it was the worst thing ever. Between that and being and playing in New England and that crap, but yeah, that day, I'll never forget that damn game. It was unbelievable.
The Buffalo game? That's what I was going to say. Because if you lost and then you had to sit on the bus for three hours
and then
sit on the tarmac for 3 hours, that makes it way worse.
And we lost.
Zay is in Ellenwood. Hey, Zay.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey.
Got two questions for you. First question, is there a college underclassman that you feel strongly will be a Sunday performer? And the second one is Yams related. what's the one place besides the Shape that you know Yams will be present? For me, it's a HBCU graduation.
Sure.
Oh, and it'd be them aunties, too.
Thank you, Zay.
It'd be. Because don't nobody show out like us at graduation, boy.
Guaranteed Yams occasions. That's a great question.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, HBCU graduation, boy. And I ain't talking about the ones that the graduates. Talking about them damn aunties and mamas, boy. They go get them good old Sheen dresses. That thing be plack-a-ca-ca-ca-cow.
You know what's a good one? Is when good teams come to play the Hawks.
Yes.
Like when the Lakers are in town to play the Hawks.
Yes.
It's impressive.
Yes.
State Farm's impressive.
I would say a Miami Heat game.
Yeah.
100%.
Or even when the Heat play the Hawks.
Any game.
Yeah.
Any Heat game. Yes. Yes. Definitely that. He's an underclassman that's going to do what?
Can I just steal Jeremiah Smith? An underclassman that I think is going to be a Sunday performer.
I mean,
yeah, I think that guy's going to be pretty good. I'll take Jeremiah Smith.
Okay, can we double down on that?
No, you got to pick a different one.
You can take Ryan Williams, though.
Oh, why not Ryan? You take it, Ryan Williams.
I don't want Ryan Williams. Give me Dylan Stewart at South Carolina.
Okay, sure.
Oh, hell yeah.
Give me that cat.
Yeah. He seemed like he's going to be like a Miles Garrett type dude.
Yeah, he's an absolute freak show.
You got that KJ guy at Georgia.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'll take KJ. Hey, Abe, stop giving me names because it's like you're taking them, okay? All right? Okay, all right. I talked about him earlier today, the safety from Ohio State. Oh, he's going to be there.
Okay. But what's his name again? Downs?
Yeah.
Caleb Downs?
Caleb Downs, no doubt about it.
Yeah, Caleb Downs is incredible. All right, Tababi is in Atlanta. Hey, Tababi.
All right, so Abe, you had the cruise bay. Go get you a snow bay. And my actual questions are... with Jello doing a side mission, I also found out this week that Deacon Jones was the lead singer of the original version of the band War. Huh. So what's your favorite athlete doing a side mission? And secondly, you can go to a concert of any musician who is deceased, but the caveat is You see them in their prime, but after the show, you can never listen to their music again.
Oh man,
that's a great one.
That's a great one.
What was the first part, Andy?
Your favorite athlete, kind of performer side.
No.
Your favorite athlete who did something besides sports after career.
Okay, because I know he said something about Deacon Jones.
And Deacon Jones was the lead singer of War?
Yeah.
No, that's not true? Okay. Oren says that's not true.
Okay, all right. I'm about to say Deacon Jones.
I trust Oren on all things.
I do. I would probably say... now, is Oren staying down there or Oren going home?
Oren is staying down here.
Oh, look at y'all, man.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Oh, my God. I mean, I say Deion Sanders.
What's the side mission?
Side mission?
Yeah, like the thing that he did. Like, what? Like, Deion Sanders for what?
For coaching to Colorado.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, were you going to say, like, who are you going to say?
I don't know.
I supposed to say Deion Must Be the Money? That song sucks.
Well, that's what I thought you were saying.
Yeah, that song stunk.
Deion's musical career?
No. That stunk.
Yeah. Deion going on to be a coach. That's pretty good.
My credit card, I'm turning. Yeah, whatever.
For whatever reason, I don't know why, Wayman Tisdale, you remember that guy?
Yes, I do.
Used to play for the Suns?
Yes, I do. He also played.
He's an incredible bass player.
He's like a
funk bass player, and he's phenomenal. He's won Grammys.
Hey, Wayman Tisdale was also the CEO in Strictly Business.
Is that right? He had an acting career, too?
No, that was a character.
Yeah,
that lame dude, Martin, from The Cosby Show, Denise's husband. Yeah, Wayman Tisdale.
His album.
The third.
Oren just cashing in on all the music stuff. Oren tells me Wayman Tisdale's album was called Power Forward.
Damn, Oren, you need that. What?
Oren knows stuff.
I know he does.
Can I steal an athlete turned actor?
Okay.
Give me Jason Statham.
Well, he's an athlete?
Competitive diver for Great Britain.
Seriously?
Are you? Only you would know some crap like that, Abe.
Yeah.
There's video.
Competitive diver.
He was like an Olympian?
Like Goodwill Games.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for him. Never would have known.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good. All right. Mr. Jones is on the west side.
Yes, sir. What's up, fellas? What's going on? Well, I know what's going on. It's raining and snowing, but I'm driving through here.
Be careful.
It'll be all right. Just drive slow, man. You know, ride like your old school dude used to do in the Cadillac
exactly.
With a diamond in the back, man.
Just drive slow.
My finger on the wheel, man, and then keep it player.
Yeah.
You feel me?
I do.
But my question is, who in the wonderful brain trust sat down at the front office with the Falcons between Terry Fontenot and Dimitrov and I'm going by your boy house out the blank right now. And who just like sit down and like, hey, as a conglomerate, Kirk Cousins is out there. Let's go get him. He'll win us a championship.
Why you gotta sound like that though?
because I'm trying to figure out how they, you know, like, hey, we sitting down here. Who's the best guy we can get that can lead us all? The guy that came off an Achilles injury that's 35 years old that has one in four players. Oh, that'll be a – that's – gee golly whiz. Let's go do it, fellas. Are you with us? Yeah.
All right, Mr. Jones.
All right, Mr. Jones. He said gee golly.
He even threw Dimitrov in there. Yeah. This man hadn't been employed by the Falcons for years.
In forever.
It sounds like Dimitrov might get a job, though. He was interviewing a couple different places.
Yeah, man. I mean.
Looks a little better now than he did 4 years ago, doesn't he?
Yeah.
About 20 games over 500 during his tenure. Now we're 4 years into Terry. Haven't had a winning season yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thomas wasn't so bad.
He wasn't so bad. But they all came up with it. Now, I don't know. Like, Mr. Blank probably came up with the plan, like, hey. I'm never going to go through quarterback hell again.
Yeah.
Y'all get it right.
I think that's where it started.
Yes.
Like at the end of the year last year, he was like, all right, everybody get in here. Never again. Never, ever, ever again are we going into a year with that as the plan. So double down on it. Get me all the quarterbacks. Okay, go spend all the money on the best free agent quarterback, which he was, by the way.
Which he was.
He was the best guy available.
But like, who else was big?
Exactly. Good. Quarterbacks don't become free agents very often.
Exactly.
Like, there's always unique circumstances, like injuries or something like that, or they're not good anymore, or both.
Yeah.
And then they drafted Penix, and luckily they did that.
And hopefully it goes well.
Yeah. Now it's Penix time.
Another one?
Nah, there's no one, there's no one on hold and the music stopped. I don't know.
Yeah, we got to get some longer bed music.
I think we do need to get some longer bed music.
Yeah, we got to get some longer
bed music. You guys got any questions over there?
One quick social question. This is from Xander a while ago.
All right.
What was your first ever adult beverage, and what is your go-to now?
I mean, come on, man. Everybody knows my go-to.
Know the go-to. What was the first ever, though?
My first ever. I remember me and my damn brother, Tobias, like, got some Paul Masson.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know why we got there. That's he kept saying somebody's Paul Masson. That was the first time I ever bought some Paul Masson. The first time I ever drank something, like, just, like, I remember my mama used to drink that damn, that PX Gin, Andy.
Oh.
Yeah. And so one day, you know, I just went over and, you know, took a little swig of it.
Sure,
The worst thing ever.
Yeah, and every kid tried a sip. Like, I definitely tried a sip of a room temperature Budweiser when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Because my dad was drinking them. And I was like, oh, that's disgusting. I'll never do that.
Right.
Wrong.
Love
it.
Wrong.
The first time I ever, like, got, I wasn't, like, drunk, but, like, the first time I ever felt, like, you know, different from alcohol, like the tipsy or whatever, was champagne. My friend's mom let us have champagne on New Year's Eve when we were like 16 or 15 or something like that.
What'd Barbara do?
She wasn't there. My mom wasn't there. Oh. But I had like 3 glasses of it. And I was like, oh, that feels good.
Right.
Let's do this a lot forever now for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9
The Game. Takeaways of the day every day, Randy.
People use their phone batteries for us.
Yeah. We are the emergency.
Yes.
Randy said Justin Herbert is a fancy-ass quarterback.
He is quite fancy. Shiloh Sanders should probably go ahead and look into a career in rep.
Yep.
And it gets cold enough in places where you don't want your fingers separated.
And you know that because the mittens that I wear are hard-ass mittens.
Hard-ass mittens.
Yeah, just stop saying that, man.
Go out there and find one tonight, Abe.
I'm telling you, they out there, Abe.
About catch and release, all right?
All right. Oh, my damn.
Like, boat show in
Tell them you in town for business, man.
Yeah.
You got a hotel, your flight got delayed because of the weather, Abe.
Yeah, I have a hotel room for business, which is true, technically.
Go get you one, Abe. Don't worry about that damn show tomorrow, all right?
Tonight's the night,
Abe. You got plenty of time.
It's all
close
going
the deal.
Down.
And be safe, dog.
I will.
I'll be safe out there going home, man.
I'll text you when I get home.
Make sure you do that, man. We'll see y'all. I'll see y'all in Marietta, man. Y'all be good.
Have a great weekend.
Later.